Well, here at Spain, it's time to talk to the Blevinsfranks partner, Cahal Rochford. How are you today?
I'm great, Howard. All well. Enjoyed Easter week here in Spain. How about you? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. So we're with our new format where we do things in fortnightly lumps, if we can put it like that. But anyway, talking about Easter, it's very much spring here now in Spain, the sort of weather that encourages UK residents to leave the rain and the grey skies behind and enjoy their retirement years in the sunny Mediterranean. So over the next 2 weeks, Cathal Rochford will share useful information on planning retirement in Spain and the essential financial planning steps to take before and after you move. So before we start on the financial aspects, Cahal, let's start by encouraging those who are wondering whether to make the move or not. Do you find that Spain is as popular as ever with Britons retiring abroad? And from your discussions with clients, do most of them find their life has improved since moving here?
Yes, Howard. In my experience, Spain is certainly as popular as ever, which doesn't surprise me as I wouldn't want to live anywhere else with my family. The quality of life here is in Spain is fantastic. The cost of living is lower than many other European countries. There's a slower, more relaxed pace of life, and I think it's very family friendly. It's a very family friendly country with a strong culture and lots of events and fiestas more often than I can keep track of, in fact. It's also a very safe place to live. You don't see much antisocial behavior, and you can feel very safe living here and, you know, traveling about the Spanish cities and so on. Not to mention the fantastic sunny climate and Mediterranean landscape. There's not much really to dislike. And to your question, most clients we look after, they love living here, and it's very much a permanent move for them for many of the reasons, as I mentioned before.
Well, the first step in making the move is presumably to apply for your residence visa. Do you have any advice or useful tips on how to do this and make the process easier?
Indeed, since Brexit, obviously, applying for a visa and obtaining residence here is a new area that many people have to now factor into their planning. Oftentimes, people confound legal residence with tax or fiscal residence. And I guess the first thing we need to look at is indeed legal residence or the immigration planning. So as I said, since Brexit, there are various visas that people can look at. And there's lots of good options, and some of them are quite easy to get, like the likes of a golden visa, non-lucrative visa, or more recently, the digital nomad visa for people who are still working. And once you've gotten your visa, you can then apply for your residency card, which is called the TIE. And so as financial planners, we give our clients guidance on this and on visas and immigration planning. And we then introduce our clients to an immigration lawyer or specialist to actually obtain the visa. So I'd say it's certainly worth looking at this planning or residence planning a year in advance, I would say, as it tends to be one of the initial steps that people look at as part of their broader strategic plan or roadmap, as we call it, for a move to Spain. Because, I mean, when you move across here, you will need to have your TIE and the legal right to live here for your future here in Spain.
One key aspect of financial planning is tax planning. How different is tax in Spain to UK taxation? And how early should people research the tax implications of being resident here?
Yes, indeed. Tax planning or cross-border integrated tax planning more specifically is crucial. I would recommend this is one of the first areas of planning to investigate if you're looking to move to Spain or any new country, in fact. Tax planning is greatly influenced by one's asset base, property, investments, pensions, and their income streams. More often than not, a restructuring of assets and income will be required to minimize Spanish tax, reduce the complexity, and avoid paying far more tax than you need to here in Spain. Spain is a different tax country with different rules and laws than the UK, for example. And UK financial planning or tax planning generally doesn't work here, and it doesn't, you know, cross borders. So any UK assumptions you have need to be unpicked early on. Restructuring assets can, of course, take time. For example, selling one's UK home or moving a pension fund or closing UK investments or selling a business. So a lot of these things, they can't be done overnight. And we would recommend having up to a year prior to leaving the UK to plan this area in the most suitable and tax efficient way.
What steps can people take to reduce their tax liabilities?
Well, it is difficult to say what people can do in general, as tax planning is inherently assessed at an individual and family level, and it must be tailored as such. There is no one-size-fits-all, and everybody's situation is, of course, unique. Whilst one person may have an issue with income tax, another may be looking to mitigate estate taxes, such as UK inheritance tax or Spanish succession tax. My advice would be to speak with a suitably qualified and experienced advisor who can build and develop a strategic financial plan that will assess tax, UK and Spain perhaps, estate planning, pension and investments, and investigate what tax planning opportunities may be available and what savings are possible. What I can say is that with the right advice, planning and structuring, taxes like Spanish income, capital gains taxes, Spanish wealth tax and inheritance and succession taxes can be greatly reduced. And you will also avoid a DIY approach where people have gotten things very wrong here in Spain, often incorrectly relying on UK financial planning assumptions. And getting these things wrong can be extremely costly. So overall, I would say the best thing to do really is just to seek local personalized advice tailored to your move to Spain.
Cajal will be back next week to continue this topic, looking at UK pensions, reviewing savings and investments for Spain, and estate planning. But before you leave, though, can you remind listeners about seminars you have coming up?
Yes, thank you, Howard. We have seminars in Palma de Mallorca and Cartagena on the 16th of April, and in Mahon and Mojácar on the 17th of April. The Balearic seminar, which I will be presenting, covers the new succession and wealth tax rules in this region, as well as other important updates and advice. The Murcia and Almeria seminars look at recent changes on how to protect, grow, and pass on your wealth in Spain. You can find full details and online booking on our website, blevinsfranks.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Howard. A pleasure.